I was born bold.
Essendon Havel and Great Wall, driveway deals made for everyone. EssendonHavel.com.au. If you're in business, now's the time to choose Judo, the bank dedicated to your business.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Trey Rusko, 45 degree angle to the right, skips in. Let's fly at goal. It's a lovely looking kick, and he's got his first. He's mobbed by his teammates. We've all got to know his mum. We're thrilled for the Rusko family.
We are indeed, and his mum Fiona was more famous than Trey, and probably still is, despite the fact that the young man played very nicely and kicked his first goal. I imagine what it was like in the Rusko household over in Perth, and Fiona joins us this morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you going?
We're going well. How are you going? I hear you're a little bit dusty. Did you have a few over last night?
I'm a little bit dusty, but I managed to get to the gym this morning, so I'm feeling good about myself.
Oh, that is a magnificent performance.
Talk
us through last night. What happened?
I didn't see the actual goal because I was out the back and everyone started screaming when he marked it. So I come running in just to caught the ball going through the goal post. But I didn't actually see what happened before that. So, and I haven't had a chance to go back and do a replay. So anyway, I saw the end of it, so it looked good. And we were all celebrating. There was about 30 of us in the lounge room. So, we all yelled and screamed. And, we're happy for him. Really happy.
Oh, no doubt you were. It was a good debut, Fiona. Are you a nervous watcher when he plays, or do you find it okay to sit there and watch him play?
No, I'm fine, because most of the time I don't even watch. I'm talking or chatting to my friends. I'm not one bit nervous. Not one bit nervous. So, I enjoyed the game, what I saw of it, and I had 30 people there, so I was in and out, it was really good. I'm just so happy that they won, yep. But if he'd listened to his mum and gone out and practiced his kicking in the day instead of going to the beach with Brody, he may have kicked 4 goals.
What sort of a kid was he growing up? Did you always think that he was destined for AFL football?
Well, I always knew he was destined for something because he loved his sport and he loved being outdoors and he's always been a character and, I just knew he was, I didn't know what it was going to be, but no, he loved his AFL because he used to play rugby for a while when we were in Queensland.
Yep.
And he loved that also, but then he had to choose between the two of them when he got back here in Perth and his love for AFL just took over. So, the rest is history.
And what about your celebrity status too now, Fiona?
How embarrassing, honestly. No, it's been mayhem. And it's very funny because people ask me, I've had a few interviews, they go, so were you prepared for that? Did you know it was happening? No, obviously not. Look at me. No, I had no idea it was happening. Otherwise, I may have been a little bit more prepared and do my hair at least. God. But that's Fiona. Trey, he does that to me all the time.
Tim Watson here has got, he's a potential manager. He thinks that he might want to manage you. How much media have you done? What sort of interview, how many interviews have you done?
Oh, I've had a few interviews here in Perth, and I've got a few on today and tomorrow. I've become quite a celebrity. It's like, Trey who? It's all about me.
Fiona, I'm very interested in how you could possibly have missed almost missed the first goal. What were you doing at the back?
I know.
At the time?
I was just having a little smoke out the back, and so I'm trying to give up. So I was just having a quick curry out the back with my girlfriend. I know. Hope he'll try.
No, we won't tame.
You could have waited till quarter time.
I know. I should have. I've realised that now. But anyway, we'll get to see it. There's that many videos of it. I won't miss it, will I?
No, that's true.
Were you still okay in the last quarter? I know you've had a couple during the game. Were you still okay to watch the last quarter? It was an exciting finish.
Yeah, we watched the last quarter. It was a nerve-wracking finish. I know. I'm just so happy that they got over the line. I'm just so happy. Because then you get to go in the middle. You know, after they win, and he loved it. I could tell he loved that, going in and getting surrounded by the boys. He would have loved that.
That's right. The Gatorade shower.
The
name. The name Trey, T-R-E-Y, where did that come from?
Well, my husband Shane really liked the name. It probably come from that movie. What is that movie with the guy Trey in it? That's where he originally heard it. And then a good friend of mine, she named her son Trey. He's a bit older than my son, and he's a champion, he turned out to be a champion rugby union player.
Right.
And we just always liked the name, but it was probably Shane. He's the one that sort of really liked it. It's a bit different, I suppose, too.
Yeah, there's not too many Treys running around.
No, it's good, because when he was at school, I could just put Trey on everything. I don't have to write his surname, because there's only one around.
Are you a Magpie fan? I can't imagine that you grew up over there, or you've been over there in WA. I can't imagine you would have been barracking for Collingwood.
No. They were up there. I always used to like Collingwood, but I'm a Dockers fan, a long and suffering Dockers fan. But I'll stick with them, and now I'll just have to have Collingwood up there with them, so that I'll have two teams to go for now.
You have indeed. Your young son handled himself beautifully on debut. You've been fantastic. You've given all of us great joy and a great laugh, and hopefully he has a long and celebrated career and you can catch his next goal live as it happens.
Oh, I'd love to have been there, Gary. It would have been so nice. But anyway, let's hope that he kicks a lot more for Collingwood.
And you'll get to see him, I'm sure, when this all settles down. Hey, it's great to talk to you, Fiona. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Go on, you Fiona. Breath of fresh air.
Wow, that is great. And she's in Perth, everyone, so that's why she could have 30 people in her house. So some very diligent people out there and a couple of grumpies out there, but that's just a great story. And there's a great character. We can hardly have got time for questions without notice. We can take some calls, 1-300-736-736. You can give us a ring. 0433981116 is the other place. Have you got any questions without notice you want to kick off with there, old Stumpy?
No, I'm going to go with a statement first. Trey, this has come through loud and clear, from Boys in the Hood, 1991 movie. Boys in the Hood, there you go. Somebody else wanted to know. What's going on?
It's not that hard to work out. Trey Rusko made his debut for Collingwood. Fiona was an overnight sensation because Trey phoned her on to tell her she made his debut, and we spoke to her after her son played and kicked the goal, and that's what's going on. Yeah.
And she's in Perth. And so they've got different rules and laws and regulations in place over there in Perth. So they just had the family all over and they enjoyed the game, as you'd expect them to do. Hey, Eddie Betts wants to play. I'm going to turn a little bit serious. He wants to play on again next year. Do you think he's got another season left in him, Ed?
Well, I'm not making that decision right now. I think that's a decision to come in the last couple of weeks for Ed, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what Carlton will be wanting to do too, because they've got this rule in place where they don't give anybody post 30. I think this is a law rule they've got there that they don't give anybody that comes up for a renegotiation past 30 a two-year deal. So he'll just have to play the season out, won't he?
He will, and if his form stands up, he'll get one. My sister just rang and said her and her husband were listening, just spat their coffees out when Fiona was out the back having a durry. nearly missed.
Don't tell Trey,
for God's sake. What about this, Wispy? The Western Australians, I don't know whether Smirk is fronting this or not, but they've lodged a formal submission to host the grand finals and, in fact, all finals. What's the chance?
Well, if they can show the AFL the colour of their money, they may be a chance. I don't think so. I think it's going to be so much easier for everybody to stay in Queensland in the position that they're currently in, and who knows what's going to happen between now and when the finals are ready to be played. So I think you'd expect that they'd have a swing at the stumps, but I just don't think that that's in the AFL's thinking. I think they're going to stay over there or up there in Queensland. I think they're all comfortable and happy there at the moment.
We don't do a lot of previewing of games, but a lot of people are saying, why hasn't Tim given us his thoughts on tonight's big game between Essendon and the Giants? You'll get a lot of that throughout the course of the day on SEN, and that'll be previewed everywhere. But you got some quick thoughts on your team playing the Giants tonight?
I don't have a lot of hope for Essendon. They look a little bit better on paper. McKenna, Guelphy, McKernan, Langford back into the side. But gee whiz, Giants have brought back in Shane Mumford. He's going to ruck against second game of Sammy Draper. That's a tough assignment for a kid playing his second game of football.
Do you know Sam Draper? Have you met him? What sort of kid is he?
No, I haven't met him at all. I saw him play. Oh, I liked the way that he goes about his job, and all the things that people talk about him or say about him are positive in terms of his competitive spirit, that type of thing. But he's going to be taken to the physical cleaners tonight by Shane Mumford. He might be, his athleticism will stand up, but I don't know whether he's going to be able to stand up to the physical way that Mummy plays tonight. They look better on paper too. They've got Ward coming back into the side. I think they've just motoring along. Sorry?
Big outs. De Boer and Green are out.
Yeah. Well, De Boer, I don't know that he's a big out. It just sort of philosophically it switches the way they play. Maybe.
He would have gone to Shield.
Yeah, but they've got other players. They've got other players that can do that role. They're in a much better position than Essendon are currently. A much better position. Hey, do you want to take Pete's quick call on the road? He wants to talk about Fiona. Good morning, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, Fiona's fantastic, but I'd say a very close second to the Wisp story regarding that cow this morning. That is absolutely legendary, Wisp. Absolutely legendary. Any chance you could replay it with some of your fans who may not have been on at the time? You know, there are people still working, you know, getting up, getting ready. You might want to replay. It was legendary.
Righto, Pete. I'll talk to our producer during this break and we'll work out whether or not we can replay the Wisp story. It has got some fruity language in it. I might have to put out one of those warnings if you're offended, but it shocked me. But we might go with it. But we might have to, Pete. We'll take a break. If you missed Wisp's story about some milking, about one of his kindergarten mates.
I've stuffed up a cricket analogy here. Look at them. Look at the tech. You just one
swing at the stump.
One inappropriate misplaced word, and look at them come for you.
We'll take a break. We'll hand out our callers and texters of the week coming up next as well.